que prea de Eskom Reformation playlist. But one problem there is that a certain elitist culture developed in the Krishna consciousness movement where it came from the fact that Prabhupada was the supreme authority. And then that sipped, it trickled down through the different levels. One should simply follow the authorities, listen to the authorities, because they represent Prabhupada, Krishna, and so on. It's a system, and if you follow that system, then you are properly serving Krishna, right? So we learn that even the temple president, the Sankirtan leader, whoever, are in that chain of command, and therefore they are indirectly also representing that perfect leader. But then what happens is that leaders start thinking they are not accountable for their actions, that they are occupying a sovereign position that can't be and shouldn't be criticized or questioned. Because then you are criticizing and so on. Which is not a healthy situation for an organization where, which depends on really having qualified people in different positions, including leadership positions, who are accountable. Who are seeing their roles as being servants of the members of the organization rather than masters. And I do a good job. What happened was that, as I guess is usual in such a situation, that rather strata, so to speak, of leaders up there holding each other's backs and protecting each other and associating with each other in their own world, a bit isolated from the rest of the devotees. And thus they lost connection a bit with the phylum ranks. They only, almost only associate with each other. Except when they come down for programs or different events or to preach, give lectures, give instructions and so on. This is a dangerous situation for an organization, because in this situation the leaders having lost contact with the everyday life in the organization and the people and the day-to-day problems and situations that need to be dealt with, fail to see many things, that need to be done, well, I'm generalizing like anything now, because this is, of course, not valid for all leaders, but there is this tendency and if someone comes and points out, hey, this is wrong, this is wrong, this has to be fixed, this has to be improved, then they sometimes even take it as criticism. And treat that person as some kind of enemy. Or troublemaker. So what should be done? Well, first of all, that kind of leadership, management role, they're all about serving the members of the organization. It's for the best servants. And it requires a sacrifice of taking on that burden of being the servant of a large group of people. And only those who have that attitude towards it, not of wanting to become some kind of demigod of the organization and come up there to that exclusive club among the leaders where you are someone. Those are, you know, only those who have that service mentality, service attitude, a right attitude, should be leaders. But also, there should of course be requirements, just like for any other job, of qualifications. Not just as someone is fixed up or a little pushy and dominant and likes to tell others what to do and is good at hanging out with the and becoming buddy with the big guys. Hoping they will offer him a position in their ranks, that kind of thing. I don't know. I mean, I just got out of bed. I can't formulate this clearly. My head is a bit. My head is a bit muddy. But there's something about that. Would need to, it has to be clarified more.